Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As I mentioned back last week on Friday, I'd use a couple of reports this week regarding John Gruden's homecoming when he was in town. For sure, a genuine love shown, recalling, well, a lot of childhood memories for John and his family back in the 70s. And there was frankness and, to a degree, honesty regarding Coach Tom Allen entering his first season as the head man of the Hoosiers in 2017.
Coach Allen is interesting. He's intense, defensive guy who's gotten results everywhere he's been. I think he's a great fit for IU. I really believe the Mike DeBoard on the offensive side of the ball, Coach Allen on the defensive side of the ball is unique. Very experienced, thorough, game-planning coaches that can adapt. Emphasize three things. The first was communication. I think we're all good at email communication, Snapchats, and text messages, but just emphasizing a winning edge. Communication, face-to-face communication. Challenged everybody to master the system of football. Offense is new, system is new, master it. And on defense, take it to another level of mastery so you can, thirdly, train the young kids that are coming in here. Coaches have it tough. I mean, they really do with the NCAA. The rules prohibit a lot of contact, as we once had. Big reason I'm not in coaching anymore. These young players have to learn to train themselves and train the young kids that are coming in. And to do that, they got to be great communicators, and they have to master their system of football so they can do that.
Engaging himself with Indiana football to the players, the staff, Tom Allen, John Gruden. And we'll have more with John a little bit later in the week. Sports Talk tonight, Terry Morin and staff. What a season it was on the hardwood for the women. We'll begin our conversation with Terry and staff a little past 6, live tonight from Yogi's. Don't forget Baltimore at the Great American Ballpark, opening up a 3-game set with Cincinnati. Marty Brennan. Pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Spotlighting IU women's basketball with head coach Terry Morin and her staff tonight live from Yogi's on Sports Talk. Well, recapping and tying a bow on what was an historic season, I hope you can come on in and join us a little past 6. Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, nothing but praise for Coach Terry and her staff and players.
Tell me about being on a great trajectory. Terry's just done a great, great job with that program, and their hallmarks is how accessible those kids are to the community. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all your listeners and the community generally for the tremendous support they showed for the women's team. I think our attendance was just a tick below 3,000 average, and you know that last game with Villanova, the place was rocking and rolling, and Villanova was shooting crazy, you know, percentage. It took a ridiculous performance to knock us out of that tournament because, you know, I think we were heading toward winning that thing.
Well, that's for sure, and while I had Fred in last week for behind the scenes, he's got a pretty good view, looks out his office, and there is the big dig going on in the south end zone.
Many of your listeners know we're building an excellence academy, building the most important part of this structure, which is what's going to go on inside, totally student-athlete-centered. Nutrition, wellness, rehabilitation and treatment, leadership and life skills, career counseling. It's all student-athlete-centered. The outside will be cool too, Joe. It'll be a new front door facing campus. So I think create a great, great front door, a little bit in tandem with the new front door at Assembly Hall across the way, Simon Scott Assembly Hall facing the south. And then it'll create a bowl inside. We're not increasing capacity. We think the capacity is about where it ought to be. But it'll create a really terrific new venue.
Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. Don't forget, Reds on the radio tonight, hosting the Orioles, first of 3, Marty Brenneman in his pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.